Chapter 15. The Pronouncement Against Moab. Because in the night it has been despoiled, of Moab itself has been silenced. Because in the night it has been despoiled, Kir of Moab itself has been silenced. He has gone up to the house and to Dibon, to the high places, to a weeping. Over Nebo and over Medeba, Moab itself howls. On all heads in it there is baldness, every beard is clipped. In its streets they have girded on sackcloth. Upon the roofs thereof, and in the public squares thereof, every one thereof howls, going down with weeping. And Heshbon and Eleale cry out. As far as Jahaz their voice has been heard. That is why the armed men of Moab themselves keep shouting. His very soul has quivered within him. My own heart cries out over Moab himself. The runaways thereof are as far along as Zoar and Eglath-Shelishiah, for on the ascent of Luhith, with weeping each one goes up on it. For on the way to Horonaim they arouse the outcry about the catastrophe. For the very waters of Nimrim become sheer desolations. For the green grass has dried up. The grass has come to an end. Nothing has become green. That is why the leftovers and their stored goods that they have put up, they keep carrying them away right over the torrent valley of the poplars. For the outcry has gone around the territory of Moab. The howling thereof is clear to Eglaim. The howling thereof is clear to Beer Elim. Because the very waters of Dimon have become full of blood. For upon Dimon I shall place additional things, such as a lion for the escapees of Moab who escape, and for the remaining ones of the ground.